Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. There is a minhag that's very, very common amongst kalos that they wear a crown, a atara, under the chuppah, and it seems to be very problematic with the Gemara in Sota, where the Gemara says that they made a gzera after Churban Beis HaMikdash that kalos should not wear these ataras, they should not wear crowns. So how is it allowed? How do we justify such a practice? The Mishnah Brura, already in Taf Kuf Samech, says unclear how this is allowed. He says it's a tzarech iyun that those who place a atara on the heads of a kalos, it's a problem in tzarech iyun. So how can we justify, how is this explained? So there's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Ches Amun Aleph. The Gemara is talking about a particular material called istima, and the istima, Gemara says, is not subject, ein ba mishum atos kalos, is not subject to the halacha, this gzera. So even though the Gemara in Tota says there's a gzera, that a kala doesn't wear an atara under the chuppah and beyond, for some reason, this particular material, istima, is not subject to that gzera. Why not? So there are three different pshatim that exist in the Rishonim. The Ritva writes here in Masechta Shabbos, the reason is because the ataros that were aser for the kalas are only if it was made of kesef or zav. The istma was a cloth, some type of beged, and the beged type of crown was not subject to the gezerah. The gezerah only existed when it came to the zav or kesef of gold and silver. So that's not going to work for us because many of the crowns that are worn have some silver, have some pearls. There's another Ritva found in Masechas Nita. There he says, no, even the ataros that have gold and silver, that's also acceptable, but he says that it's because it wasn't so chashiv, the crown wasn't so chashiv. So how to define a chashiv crown or not? With gold and silver, some are chashiv and some are not chashiv, so that's subject to debate what's considered chashiv. There is yet a third position, which is the position of the Ramban in his Sefer, Taurus Adam. Rabbi, he says, the istima does have gold and it does have silver. Still, nonetheless, since the ikur part of the atara is made of cloth, therefore it's allowed even though it also has gold and silver. Even if it might be chashiv, it's still acceptable since the ikur part of it is the beged. So how do we paskim? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Kuf Samech Sif Dalet, V'chein gazu al atos chasanim, they had even the chasanim can't wear crowns, and further, V'chein gazu al atos hakala, the crowns of the kalas, im hisho kesef, if there's kesef. If it's made from cloth, the kala is allowed to wear such a crown, but if it has silver, it's problematic. So it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that we shouldn't allow the kalas to wear a crown with silver on it. So the Shaar Tzion says that based on the Taz, you're allowed to. What's the Taz? The Taz says because the crowns that they used to use, apparently, were the crowns that were used in the Beis Knesses, in the shul for some purpose. And they use it for the kala, for the chuppah, and they put it back in the Beis Knesses. The only type of ataros that were aser, says the Taz, if it was made particularly for, specifically for the kala. But these ataros that they would use was made specifically for the shul, and therefore it's allowed to be used for the kala. So, how could you use that which is mamon hektesh, that which is for the Beis HaKnesses, for a kala? So the Taz explains, because that's also a mitzvah gedola of achnasas kala, and it's allowed, but the Taz ends off as a tzarech iyun, still not so sure how this is acceptable. The Mishnah Brura says that the minhag apparently is Kayomi writes, Ein mashkichim bezeh ha'olam u'makilim bezeh. We're not so particular about it. The practice is to be lenient. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says, why we lenient? Because we rely on the shita of the Ramban. And the Ramban holds that if the ikur beged is made of cloth, it's permitted even if it does have gold and silver. And since nowadays, osin hinuma miuchadis lakala, they make a special veil for the kala, the crown shekesev azav, afshe yichrocha kesev ameshi, even though they put silver over the veil, yesh lasa, he thinks one should aser, v'tzarech iyun, but if it's mainly the veil, that seems like there is room to permit it. So in the end of the day, I didn't discuss with the modern day poskim, but it seems like the poskim are makel legabe this particular din. It might depend on the type of crown and whether it's a main part of its beged or not. But certainly mikra din, it sounds like it's something that should be stopped if possible. But there is who to rely on.